Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I am a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending the year studying at the Conservative Yeshiva in Jerusalem. Our parsha this week, Parshat Lech Lecha, opens with the famous line, Vayomer Adonai el Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, umimolad techa, umibet avicha el ha'aretz asher erecha. The Holy One said to Avram, go forth from your native land, the land that you were born into, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. For me, this parsha always feels poignant, and this parsha feels especially poignant this year as I've just made the trek from America to Israel, and I'll be living here for the year. One of my questions I have about this parsha and about particularly the figure Avram or Avraham is what makes Avraham our father? Oftentimes we say Avraham Avinu. What is it about this character that inclines us to think of him this way as being the ancestor with a capital A? There are a couple pieces, and I think the big piece is the beginning of a story that God says to Avram, Lech Lecha, go forth. And that's how everything starts for him. And in this going, I think, is the key to what makes Avraham Avraham. And in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which is a 8th century Midrashic text about this experience that Avraham has, and I believe it's more difficult because it highlights the tension of the human experience between two poles, between security and between freedom. And I believe that many, if not all of us, feel this tension. And some of us may be inclined towards one pole. Some of us may prioritize security. Some of us may prioritize freedom. Generally, I think the truth is we get pulled towards one pole or the other throughout different chapters of our lives, or as a result of circumstance, we're pushed towards one pole or the other. Part of what it means to be a person is to navigate this tension of wanting security, of wanting to be able to know how things are going to work out, and wanting to be able to take advantage of all of the opportunities that are set before us. Now, another piece that I find interesting is that in Bereishit Rabbah, which is a 6th century Midrashic text. So this is a text that came out 200, maybe 300 years before Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. We see this verb, letaltel, pop up again in the text discussion of Avraham. The text reads, Amar Rabbi Barachia, Lema haya Avraham avinu domeh, Litzlochit shel apopil simon, Mukefet tzamid patil, Umunachat Bezaret. Velo haya reichu nodef, kevan shaita mitaltelet haya reichu nodef. Kachamar kodesh baruchu leAvram avinu, taltel atzmecha mimakom lamakom veshimcha mitgadel baolam. Rabbi Barachia said, what is our father Avraham similar to? To a flask of balsam tree oil, closed with a tight lid, placed in a corner, and its fragrance was not emitted. When it was moved, its fragrance was emitted. Therefore, the Holy One said to Avraham, our father, move yourself from place to place, and your name will become great in the world. And this text draws out the importance of the lech lechaing, of the moving. It's in the moving, it's in the wandering, it's in the shaking up that we find our essence, what makes us us. It is only in following the path, wherever it may go, that we are able to better understand ourselves. We're all different essential oils sitting on the shelf. And if the lid is tightly closed and it's not moved and the container isn't shaken around, you'll never smell it. And I think the task of what it means to be a person in the world is to be courageous enough and honest enough and brave enough to take the chances while we still have the choice, to recognize our trepidations about losing security for the sake of freedom. And on the flip side, to recognize when it's time that we need security in our lives. And it's all about sitting with these two truths in tension with one another. And of course, you know, reading all of this, one of the things that came to my mind was a really short poem that is actually found in Lord of the Rings. And one of the characters, Bilbo, says it at the beginning of the first book. The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow if I can. Pursuing it with eager feet until it joins some larger way, where many paths and errands meet, and whither then, I cannot say. But this is what it's about. It's about being on the road, not really being sure where it's going to go, but knowing that if you can, you have to follow it, you have to pursue it, until the road takes you to some larger road where the paths and the errands meet. And it's about the going. So my bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is, may we have the courage to live in the tension between freedom and security, to allow ourselves to be shaken, to wander, and to follow the path, the road, wherever it may lead. Because in doing so and being on the path, that's when we will find ourselves. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.